Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Best bits of the week, and we've got them for you. Best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Hey, y'all, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking the time to listen. I'm Morgan, and I'm going to be counting down the best seven bits of the week based on your engagement on social, online, calls, all the things. And we're counting down from 7 to 1. Now, along the way, I'll bring in members from the show to talk about some behind-the-scenes moments, because not only is it y'all's favorite thing, it's also mine. We share fun stories from the segments, and sometimes we go on other random tangents, so you never know what you're going to get. And this week, I'm bringing on Lunchbox and Eddie. All right, let's get going. And first up, we have Amy. She is a mother of two and has a parenting tip that a lot of people out there could definitely use. I mean, parenting is hard. I'm not a parent, but I see from my parents that it's hard. I was a handful, so I can only imagine the tips and hacks from parents that you would love to know that helped and worked for them, right? So Amy shared a parenting tip that works with her kids, and it includes gift cards and chores. That's all I'm going to say. Listen to this, and you're going to want to use it.
Number 7.
Let's go!
We'd like to welcome the new listeners to our radio show. If you're listening live or you're listening on the podcast, let me tell you a little bit about my friend Amy. She is my co-host of, what, 12, 13 years?
15.
15. Wow. 15 years. I met her at a restaurant. The restaurant's called Culver's. Met her in Austin, Texas, randomly. She had never done radio. She was selling granite out of college. And I was like, well, you're funny. She joined the show, and I had to find a way to get her on the show. We had no money. We were broke. We were in one town. We had no money. And I was like, well, come on and be a producer. So she came on. Then she's my co-host, one of my best friends of my whole life for sure. She has two kids. She's married. What else am I missing about you? She's just a lovely person. Is that it?
Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah. But I have two kids, but I've only been a mom for 3 years. So
that's
I'm
a good
still
point.
Figuring, I have a 13-year-old, but I adopted her at 10.
She adopted two children from an orphanage in Haiti. When she was doing a mission trip in Haiti, she wasn't out searching for kids.
I didn't even go to work with kids. I went to work with women.
Yeah. And met these two kids. And like you said, you felt the Lord pulling at your heart.
Well, yeah, I just knew we were doing a domestic baby adoption in America. And then when I saw the need, where some of these women worked was at this particular orphanage, and there was older kids, and all the babies were matched. Even though it would take people a few years to get those kids, they would get them at maybe like 3 or 4 years old. But then the older kids, anyone over 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, the older they got, the less likely they were to get matched, because there's other things that come with adopting older kids. And I thought, do we really want to change diapers? So we went for the older.
And your two kids are aged?
10 and 13.
That leads me to Amy's parenting tip. I wanted everybody to get to know Amy a little bit, but also know that now she's going to pass along a parenting tip that she has learned that is now working for her, right?
And also know that I don't really know exactly what I'm doing, because again, I'm still technically a new parent. But I, like, chores are important. They're expected at our house. You don't always get paid something for your chores by any means. That's just contributing to the family. But I was going through my wallet and found like all of these gift cards, and even in my our junk drawer, like there's gift cards that have $5, $3 left on it. Maybe when they were gifted to us, they had $25, $50, but then they dwindle down and I never end up using them. But kids think that gift cards, like credit cards, are so cool, and they're more valuable than the $2 or $3 that's actually on there. So I'm dumping them in a pot, and my kids can do chores around the house that are worth way more than $2 or $3, and they can get themselves a gift card out of the big box of gift cards.
Do they draw randomly?
They're going to think that they hit the lottery when they get... No, they can pick. I want the Target one. I want the Walmart one. I want the Starbucks one. Oh, they're going to love the Starbucks. I think there's only like 59 cents on that one.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week. Show. With Morgan number two.
We love checking out the trends on social media and doing segments on the show around them. And this week, there was a trend on Twitter that was about who is the better band between Chicago and Fleetwood Mac. Personally, I love Fleetwood Mac. I don't know a lot of Chicago songs. You guys may make fun of me for that because I'm young and I should probably know more Chicago songs. I should probably know a lot of things that I don't know, but that's okay. So Fleetwood Mac, it is for me. But because of that trend, we decided to turn the tables and do a little battle of the country bands. And let's just say it's not easy to choose between two country bands.
Number six.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's a big Twitter feud happening right now between the fans of these two bands. So I'm going to read you the two bands, and then I'm going to do my own version for you guys, okay? It's Fleetwood Mac against Chicago. Now, both 70s, early 80s bands. Here is Fleetwood Mac, Go Your Own Way.
You can go your own way.
Go your own way. Jam.
So good.
And here's another song, Fleetwood Mac. Oh, Landslide.
Mm.
Yeah. They have Rumors, which is a jam. Okay, what do we have from Chicago, Ray?
If You Leave Me Now.
Okay, here we go.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part.
Yeah, garbage. All right, what else?
You're the Inspiration.
This is a jam.
Such a good song.
In my life, you're the inspiration.
What about the song that you know every word to, Ray? Saturday in the park.
I know.
Every day's a 4th of July. That's a jam, huh?
It is, yeah.
Where do we fall on this, Fleetwood Mac or Chicago? Ray, you go first.
Well, you guys know me. I'm Chicago. My dad listened to it. I can probably sing a lot of their songs, so I have to go with them.
I go Fleetwood Mac in a runaway victory, like not even close.
Fleetwood Mac.
I can go the rest of my life not here in Chicago. Give me Fleetwood Mac.
This is a runaway then. Lunchbox?
Oh, man, I fell asleep when you played Chicago. I mean, that was awful. Give me Fleetwood Mac, even though I don't really know them either.
All right, then I'll propose one to you guys. Here are the two bands, the battle of the bands.
Uh-oh.
The first one up, Little Big Town.
Oh.
Better Man right there. Here's another Little Big Town song.
On the pontoon.
Everybody loves a good pontoon.
Jam.
Little Big Town will be battling it out with this band right here.
To tell them that it's all
no, you can't
Old
do
Dominion.
That.
It's dang. The battle of the bands.
Dang.
Little Big Town or Old Dominion. And you know what? Whoever you don't pick is going to be in studio, I'm sure, in the next couple of months. So.
Wow.
Hotel key. Slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me.
And battle of the bands.
It's about to get awkward in here. It's about to get awkward.
They're both so good.
Ray, I'll go to you first. You went first last time.
I think they've been better longer. I'm going to go Little Big Town. Old Dominion does have some hits, but it's just been in the last 5 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. You're not mistaken. Eddie?
This is so dumb. I don't even know why we're doing this. But I'm going to go Little Big Town. I love them. I love every single member of that band. Old Dominion, I don't even... I've tried to get to know the drummer. No chance. He won't even talk to me.
Wit.
And I love Wit, but there's no connection.
Okay. So we got two LBTs. Amy?
I love both of the bands, Big Time and the people. But... Gotta stick with my girls, Kimberly and Karen.
Wow.
I go Little Big Town.
Lunchbox?
Listen, guys, Little Big Town, they are nice, wonderful human beings. But when it comes to band and music, it's Old Dominion. It's Old Dominion. There's no doubt.
I bet you Lunch can only probably guess this song and not mention any other ones.
How many Old Dominion songs do you know?
Oh, let's
all the jams that you
just said. We just played like three of them.
Well, that was Snap Back. You can go and do Hotel Key. You can do the one that he doesn't want to be a one man band.
Nice.
Okay.
Came up with one out of nowhere.
Not bad.
Lunchbox, you win.
Thank you.
Nice.
But you didn't vote, Bobby.
Oh, come on.
You didn't vote, Bobby.
Come on now. Well, they're both fantastic, right? We all have stated that.
Of course.
If I'm going to have to pick one, though, in the last few years, I've said numerous times Old Dominion, their music is my favorite of any artist, period. Right? Like, Old Dominion and Casey Musgraves, when they put out music, I guarantee you it's going to be good. It doesn't matter what it is. I just blindly go, it's going to be good. So because of that, I have to pick Little Big Town. Just because I've known them longer, I like them better. I know all of them better, like them better. And they've had, like Ray said, a longer career. And also, I don't mind telling Little Big Town or Old Dominion I didn't pick them. Like, if they came in right now, I'd be like, you know how it is, boys. I didn't pick you. All right, so Little Big Town wins 4-1.
Yeah, and we're not doing this again, right? That's it.
I don't know. Maybe a daily bet.
I kind of like this. This is fun.
I don't like it.
Maybe we build a tournament bracket. March Madness is coming up.
Yeah, that is true. It is March Madness time, guys. It's time to put country artist versus country artist. Let's go.
In which country artist prevails? Is it Tim McGraw or Kenny Chesney?
Oh, man.
Tim McGraw.
Oh.
Whoa.
That'd be a good next one.
Luke Combs and Morgan Wallen.
Oh!
That's tough.
I don't know about that.
I know they're both really good.
I don't know that I would pick Luke Combs just straight from the beginning. I have to think about that.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week. Show! With Morgan number two.
Now, a few weeks back, y'all might remember that Bobby was on TikTok asking country artists to stitch him and potentially come up for a chance to play in our studio. And well, he picked a top four, and instead of just narrowing it down to one, we decided to bring all four of those artists in to perform. This is like the beginning stages of an artist, right? So they come into the studio, they perform an original song, and they perform a cover. And I'm telling y'all, there wasn't a bad one out of any of them. They were all fantastic. So make sure you listen to this and then follow them on social media, because I promise you're going to want to hear more from them.
Number 5, the Friday morning conversation with
future country stars from TikTok.
That's right. So I got on TikTok, man, at this point, it's been 3 weeks or so ago. And I said, hey, go ahead and stitch with me here and I'll pick somebody and bring them to the studio. Well, the four people that I picked for people to vote for, I just brought all four of them in, honestly. They were all so good and so different. So in first are Brittany Moore and Sean Williams. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Good to see you guys. How weird is this that you're just playing on TikTok and next thing you know, you're on the stage in this studio? Brittany, I'll ask you that first. Is that weird?
It's kind of weird. Yeah. Wasn't expecting this a month ago, for sure.
And you live in Nashville?
Yeah, I've been here for about 2.5 years now.
And you're from where?
Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Guys, I had no idea.
Wow.
Or did you?
But no, I swear, when she came in and told me that, and she was like, I'm from Fayetteville, and I'm like, holy crap, really? And so then she said we met on American Idol, and to my credit, I remembered. After you said that, did I not go, this is where we were, where we were standing, what we were wearing?
Yep, you validated the facts.
Because she said, do you remember me? And I was like, oh boy, that's a bad question for me. She was like, American Idol. And then she said, Savannah, Georgia. And I was like, of course I do. So you are here. And by the way, you're so good.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to hear from you in just a second. You're going to sing. It's going to be awesome. So you, by the way, on TikTok, she is Brittany Moore Music, B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y, Brittany Moore Music.
How did you get your TikTok followers for the most part?
Oh, goodness. That video. I had 200 followers about when I posted that video, and I got about, I was up to like 16,000 like a day later. So
wow.
For me, for not being a very good social media person, I was pretty surprised.
That's really cool.
Can't complain.
Hey, good for you. And Sean Williams is here on TikTok at Sean Williams Official. Sean, how are you?
Pretty good, Bobby. How you doing?
Now, you made the long drive here.
A little bit longer.
So your drive was how many hours?
About 7.5.
You drove from where?
From Panama City, Florida.
And you're a TikTok guy. You have 83,000 followers.
That wasn't hard, or wasn't easy.
So what's been the key for you on TikTok to kind of gain these followers?
Mostly my wife. She'll sit there and say, hey, this is trending right now. You should do this. And I'll listen to her.
That's funny because Caitlin will do that with me a little bit too, my fiance. She's like, hey, you know what people are doing right now? Let's do this. And I'll be like, okay, I'll do it for you.
Right.
I'm kind of dumb about, you know, what 22-year-olds are doing on TikTok.
Right.
But I will say, man, you guys both crushed it. You both deserve to be here. And when I saw both your videos, I was like, I can't pick who I like better. I just want my audience to hear all of them.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Sean, when you see that I put you up on your TikTok, did all your fans go crazy?
I think I fangirled. I felt like a high school kid all over again.
That's great, man. Okay, well, let's hear some music. You guys want to hear some music?
Yeah.
I think that's why we're here. Let's start with you, Brittany. So first, I would like to request the song that got you here, which is Jesus and Janice. I heard you playing this. I was like, well, got to meet her. So why don't you give us a verse and a chorus of, this is an original, right?
Yes, I wrote this with my friends Aaron Clafton and SJ McDonald. Shout out to them. And it's just kind of about my story about growing up in church and kind of being conflicted with like church, wanting to do church music, but also wanting to do country and kind of that battle. So I kind of fall somewhere in the middle of Jesus and Janice. And that's what
it's about.
I
love it. Here she is, Brittany Moore.
I was raised in the first pew, but grew up on the back seat of the bus, the Sunday school out child. The kind of one no preacher wants to trust. My mama tried to keep me in the choir, said I was bound for the brimstone and fire. Sometimes you gotta take the heat, sometimes you gotta run. With a Bible in one hand, vinyl in the other, Greyhound ticket to a Woodstock summer. Found my salvation with those rock and roll angels singing, I'll fly away, me and Bobby McGee, John 3:16. On a Mercedes, won't forget where I'm from, but I love where I landed, yeah, somewhere between Jesus and Janice.
Come on!
Whoa, I love it! So good. I had goosebumps the whole time.
Thank you.
You know who hit me up about you as well was Edwin McCain.
Yeah, I know. That was wild. That was insane.
So Edwin McCain sings, I'll be your crying shoulder. And him and I have become recent friends. He came up on the show. What happened there? Did he just see your video or how'd that happen?
Yeah, I, like I said, I had no clue even what stitching was whenever I saw your video. So I had to Google how to do that. And then I saw that he had duetted my video, which... that was the first notification I got, and I was like, is this like Edwin McCain? And sure enough, it was. So
it was Edward McCain, some guy that lived down
so
the road.
Close. Yeah.
So yeah, it was wild.
That's really cool. Okay, let's go over to Sean Williams, who lives in Florida, who drove up. Sean, did you ever live in Nashville?
I did, back in 2015.
And so you came, moved back home, you thought, I'm going to try to do this at home, still be a singer-songwriter?
It felt like I was just becoming another Broadway singer. Like, nothing's wrong with that. I loved it. But it just, you start to kind of see the underlining of everything and there's so many beautiful musicians down there, but they're down there and it's, you kind of get into this twist where I feel like, oh, I'm okay with that. I was like, well, I want to go home.
Are you still playing in Florida?
Yes.
So where do you play on like a Friday night?
Friday night play at a place called History Class Brewing Company.
I'm going to go check that out. History Class Brewing Company. Okay. Do people, they put money in your jar because you're so good?
Sometimes.
Nice. What's the most money you ever made?
In tips.
Yeah.
I made $500 a couple weekends ago.
Are you kidding me?
That was for, I think it was a very cartoon song, Frozen.
You played Frozen?
I did.
Like Let It Go?
Yeah.
On your guitar?
Yes.
You still know it?
Partially.
Let me hear a little bit. Hey, listen, we're going to play his original in a second. He's going to tune up for us here. He didn't know I was going to ask him to do this. I may throw a couple, like, any money here. Let me see how much cash. Like, no.
So is it like people, they start to drink and then they're like, we really want to hear Let It Go. And they just offer you money.
I mean, you hear in bars, you know, they start shouting like Free Bird and whatnot. And I typically tend to play everything that I get told to play.
Let me hear a little bit of Let It Go from Frozen.
Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. But now they know.
Come on, Sean!
Let it go, let it go.
That's good. Don't blow your voice out. Yeah. Don't blow your voice out. That's a hard one. That's good. That's funny, man. All right, Sean Williams, who met on TikTok. Now let's do a little of the song that got you here. So the song is called Where You Left Me. Did you write this one?
Yes, sir, I did.
Who'd you write it with?
I wrote it with myself.
Nice. Always a good writing partner. Yeah, yeah. So let me hear some of this Where You Left Me here.
All right. I don't know what to say or where to start. How I thought we fell in love, or how I opened up my heart. You promised you were different, that you felt the same. It's crazy how fast things change. 'Cause you want me only when you want me. But when I need you, you're not there. But when you call or text, I come running over. And I just wish that you could see out that ain't fair. And I know my worth, but I let you walk all over. And so I'm done with games and sitting on your shelf. When you broke my heart, that's what set me free. And now I won't be where you left me.
Come on. Woo! Wow. Nice job, man.
Thank you very much.
How in the world do you keep a voice? I have no idea. It's like he's pushing it as hard as he can every single time. It kind of feels like, you know, kind of like Bob Seger meets country music.
Right.
You ever get the Bob Seger comparison?
Oh, yes.
When you did Frozen, I was like, this is Bob Seger doing Frozen.
Silver Bullet Boys,
yeah.
Back in 82.
Yeah. We got two people that I found on TikTok, Brittany Moore and Sean Williams. How about this? Brittany, I'd like to hear maybe some Jody Messina. Can you give us a little bit of that?
I would love to.
Okay, here she is, Brittany Moore.
Baby, why don't you say we just get lost? Leave this one horse town like two rebels without a cause. I got people in Boston, ain't your daddy still in Des Moines? We can pack up tomorrow tonight, let's flip a coin. Oh, it's Carolina, tails California, somewhere greener, somewhere warmer, up in the mountains, down by the ocean, where it don't matter, long as we're going somewhere together. I've got a quarter. Hey, it's Carolina, tails California.
Hey, come on, yeah. Game, man. Hey, Brittany, you're killing it. Do you feel good about your performance so far?
I feel pretty good.
You feel really good.
Thank you.
Sean.
Yes.
You have a list of songs here that you cover. I would like you to try Keith Whitley, Don't Close Your Eyes.
Oh, so good.
I know. It's our jam. Can you do that one?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay, here we go, Sean.
I know you loved him a long time ago. Even now in my arms, you still want him, I know. But darling, this time, let your memories die. when you hold me tonight. Well, don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. And don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Well, darling, just once, let yesterday go. And you'll find more love than you'll ever know. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight. And don't close your eyes.
Nice job, Sean Williams.
Yeah, man.
Let me say, I'm very happy with what the turnout here today. Brittany Moore and Sean Williams, two of the four from TikTok that I was like, all right, let's vote. But I'm bringing all four of them in. And there they are. Nice job, you two.
Thank you very
much. Thank you so much.
Coming up in the next segment, Taylor Acorn and Gray Robinson are going to perform. And then one of them will win $1 million.
Oh, really?
Whoa. No. Oh. Man, I was like, this is awesome.
Interesting twist.
Lunchbox started to sweat. Giving away. The prize is to play and for people to, like, tons of people to hear you guys, right? That's the goal.
Right.
All right.
Sure.
Great job, you guys.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
future country stars from TikTok.
So we had four people, Amy, on my TikTok where I was like, man, all four of you guys are so good. And we were trying to find a winner, but they were all four so good. I brought all four of them in. So we have our next two here, Taylor Acorn and Gray Robinson. Let's clap for our guests, yeah, everybody. Yeah. Let's be warm and welcoming. Taylor, how are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm good. So
good.
I think at one point you were on this show because you had COVID. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Because you've never been in or performed, but we know you're, I don't know if you still live with Kaylee Shore.
I live on my own now.
Okay,
so,
but you did and you both had COVID.
Yeah, all of us. It was,
early on.
Quite the time, early on. Yeah.
When we were like, you have COVID? Did you die? Yeah. Are you coming to us from heaven?
That was early.
It was weird.
Yeah. After that, I had all of my family were like, are you okay? Because I really didn't tell my mom or anything, because my mom's one of those people that it's like, you tell her and she's like, oh my gosh, you freaks out. And I hadn't told anybody. And I had so many people texting me like, are you okay? Or like, you on your deathbed? And we were fine. I was honestly probably the most fine out of the three of us, but...
Well, you bounced back. Hey, she's back. We're happy to have you here.
Thank you.
And so she sent in a clip, and I was like, dang, it's so good. Mm-hmm. You have, on TikTok, 97,000 followers.
Yeah.
How in the world did you accumulate so many followers on TikTok?
Honestly, I don't know. I just started posting, emo covers, and I think people started to like them. And so I just kind of kept up with it. And it's so fun for me because I love that genre of music so much. So I don't know. I kind of found a little group of people that enjoy what I've been doing. So, yeah.
So you're a country artist who also mm-hmm. likes emo music.
Yes.
Which
much.
Isn't that weird anymore because, mm-hmm. listen, when I grew up, I'm the first generation that was into everything because we had streaming. We had downloads, you know? And so now you should like a lot of other stuff. Do people give you a hard time for liking emo music and country?
No, good. Not really. I feel like that's been the one thing that's been really cool is that people are like, this is really dope. Mm-hmm. Like you're doing something a little different. And I feel like people that are my age, they've grown up listening to the same thing. So I feel like they've been really accepting of it, which is pretty cool.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up, I kind of moved around a little bit. We lived in Minnesota for a few years and then, but we moved to Pennsylvania when I was 10.
Yeah. What brought you to Nashville?
I was working at Texas Roadhouse in Lynchburg, Virginia, and I wanted to play music so bad. And I had somebody reach out to me who is now, I guess he's my manager now, but, he'd reached out to me and he was like, hey, I really think you should do this. And I'd battled him with it for, I don't know, probably about a year. I was like, I don't have any money to go out to Nashville. I don't think I can do it. And then finally was like, I'm really unhappy here. I don't want to work at Texas Roadhouse for the rest of my life. So I moved in 2017 in April and I've been here ever since.
Well, here she is, Taylor Acorn. She's going to do an original first, verse and chorus of an original. What song are you going to do for us?
It's a new song. It's called True Crime.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody, enjoy True Crime, and we'll see if she has what it takes. There's no win. There's no prize here. But all right, here you go, Taylor.
Could have swore you were the one with the way that you made me feel weightless. And Lord knows that I came undone. You took the pain in my heart and defaced it. Then you caught me off guard, left me standing there broken. Thought I knew who you were. God, I don't understand it. Straight out of a movie scene, I thought that was you and me. I thought that was us. Said that you could be mine, play your cards right. Under blankets of stars, drunk and sleepless nights. I hate that I saw forever in your eyes. You stole my heart and you ran like a true crime. Now I lay here awake wondering where'd you go. And did you ever feel the same? Guess I'll never know. I hate that I saw forever in your lies. I stole my heart and you ran like a true crime. And you caught me off guard, left me standing there broken. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nice job. Thank you. What do you think about that, Amy?
I thought it was so good.
Thank you.
I love Taylor's voice.
Thank Is that you. Out there already?
Not yet, no.
Oh, a little, hopefully little sneaky peeky.
Yeah, a little sneaky.
Gray Robinson is here. Hi, Gray.
Hi.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Greensboro, North Carolina.
When'd you come to Nashville?
2017 to go to Belmont. Just graduated.
Hey. And so. Music degree?
Our songwriting and then music business, yeah.
So, okay, music-ish degree, right?
Yeah.
Songwriting and music. What did you
learn?
Oh,
I thought you said music theory.
Oh, no.
I said music theory.
Sorry, cat tongue. But you graduated with a music degree?
Yes, music degree, yes.
What's the goal for you?
Just doing the songwriter-artist thing and just, yeah, things have kind of taken off in the past few weeks, so it's been kind of cool.
So, when did you get on TikTok?
Like, maybe a month ago.
Oh,
maybe.
Wow.
I know, and I don't even understand it. I don't really even know how to work the app, but it's crazy how TikTok works. So yeah, just started, and this is now happening. I'm on the show, so it's kind of cool.
Wow. Well, yeah. good for you.
Thank you.
Don't even know how the app works, and she's up here. She's like, wait, I'm on TikTok? Someone's just been recording her from outside the house. You sent in a cover of This City, and
yes.
I was like, dang, that's really good. And so... you're going to come in and play for us. Would you consider yourself, if you had to pick one, it's a tough category, if you just would write songs only and be a songwriter in Nashville and make a living, or you could only be a performer, but you can't write songs. You have to perform other people's songs your whole life. Which would you do?
Oh, songwriter all the way.
Really?
Yeah. I love to write.
What's the worst song you ever wrote?
Honestly, I don't. A lot of them, probably.
All right, Gray Robinson is here. This is an original song. What's it called?
It's called Happy.
Is it out now, or is it also a sneaky peeky?
It's coming out next Friday, March 5th. So I'm super excited about
good.
That. Yes.
Cool. I'll tell you what we'll do. I program the Women of iHeart Country. I do the Amy hosted, and I do the music on it. I'll put it on there. I'll commit to it right now. I haven't even heard it yet. Look at this. Here we go.
Thank you.
And Amy will say nice stuff about it.
We haven't even heard it yet.
I know, but I believe in her. Thank you.
I'm just kidding. It's going to be great. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Are you ready? Are you loose? Are you nervous?
I'm ready.
Are you nervous?
I feel good.
Good. I like that.
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Here is Gray Robinson doing Happy.
Remember when we were kissing for hours in the back of your car? The summer months when nothing else mattered, waiting just to fall apart. Who would have thought we'd be catching up here after I hated you all of those years? It's so good to see that you're doing well. Oh, I'm happy that you're happy that I'm happy. It took some time and a lot of soul searching. Never thought that I would ever find the real thing, but I didn't. Forever's where it's going. I can see you're in love with a new blind, and it ain't hurting me that you moved on. Finally found the beauty in a heart healing slowly. Cause look at us now, we can be happy that we're happy. Look at us now, we can be happy that we're happy. Yeah.
Come on. Great job.
Thank you.
I'm going to talk to Amy for a second. You guys chill. Here's the thing, Amy.
It's fine.
Here's what I'm happy about.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm happy. You're happy. I'm happy. All of them were good. It's a relief. Sometimes I'll do these things and I'll be like, okay, come in. We found you on the internet. And they won't be good. All four of our people were really good. All right, let me go back to them.
Okay.
All right. Hey, guys, I'm back.
Hi.
Taylor Acorn, Gray Robinson are here. Whenever I put you up on my TikTok and I was like, all right, you're in. What'd you think?
I was freaking out.
Nice. That's what I like to hear. Because if she would have said, another day, I'd have been like, oh, no.
It's fine.
Yeah. So what's happened? Are you still considered an independent artist, Taylor Acorn?
I am, yeah, very much so.
So what's the goal for you? Trying to get a record deal?
I mean, that would be amazing, but I don't know. I'm just kind of, just happy to be here. I like being able to put out music and stuff like that, and so I don't know, as long as I can continue to do that. But if I get, signed somewhere in the mix of that, too, that would be awesome, but...
Can you pay the bills now just doing music?
for the most part, right now, yes.
Nice.
But, for a while, it was like I had a side job too. So,
good. You need those so you appreciate when you can finally just do music.
Yes.
Like, that's what it's all about. If you grow up, you're a rich kid and you're like, I can do whatever and I just do music, you're like, that's just a thing. However, if you have to grind to be able to do music, even your worst day of creating, it's still better than your days of when you weren't doing what you loved.
Yeah.
So good for you.
Thank you.
Play us something else. Give us a little bit of a cover here before here is Taylor Acorn. Do something. Let me have a request here.
Okay.
You say that you're a country artist who also likes to do some of the punk stuff.
Yes.
Give us something in that vein. Can you do that?
In that vein?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever listen to the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus?
I did.
Okay. I'm going to do Face Down.
Okay. Here we go.
I'm so nervous. My fingers are shaking. Hey girl, you know you drive me crazy. One walk puts the rhythm in my hand. Still I never understand why you hang around. I see what's going down. Cover up with makeup in the mirror. Tell yourself it's never gonna happen again. You cry, I'm alright, and he swears he loves you. Do you feel like a man when you push her around? Do you feel better now as she falls to the ground? Well, I'll tell you, my friend, one day this world's got to end. As your lies crumble down, a new life she has found.
There you go. That's great.
Yeah. Thank you.
It works, too. That's a cool switch up on that.
Thank you.
Because the other one's, do you feel like a... That's the remote. Yeah, that's it right there. Okay, Dre, coming over to you now.
Hello.
Cover me something here. What are you doing?
So I'm doing Bubbly by Colby Calais.
Okay.
Yes.
Which, by the way, I hope this is not awkward for you, but she has the biggest engagement ring on her finger. I'm just telling you, I look at her, and it's like, it's hard to look right, because it's massive. When did you get engaged?
I got engaged September 5th.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm actually jumping on a flight right after this to go plan a wedding. Literally leaving from here to the airport.
Why are you going to plan it somewhere else?
I'm actually not even getting married where I'm from, so either way. But yeah, just getting married at the Greenbrier in West Virginia, and just needed to, just a lot of things to do. I just need to go now.
So what about this guy?
Yes.
Yeah. What about him was like, okay, this is the one for me?
Well, we're high school sweethearts.
Okay.
And we have been doing long distance for almost 4 years.
Wow.
And then we're both graduated and we're ready to get married.
What's his name? First name?
His name's Zach.
Zach, you better hold on. She's going to go to superstardom. You better grab on. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Okay, play it. You say Bubbly by Colby Calais?
Yes.
Okay, here it is.
I've been awake for a while now, and you got me feeling like a child now. Cause every time I see your bubbly face, I get the tingles in a silly place. It's starting my toes, make me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now, just take your time wherever you go. The rain is falling on my window pane, but we're hiding in a safer place. Undercover, staying dry and warm. You give me feelings that I adore. They start in my toes, make me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go.
Great job, Gray Robinson. Okay, here's what we're going to do here. Taylor Acorn, True Crime, if I'm right here, comes out March 26th, right? Is that true?
Yes.
Or am I lying?
No, you're not lying.
It's true.
We're going to program that into the Women of iHeart Country for sure.
Thank you.
When it comes out. And this next week, if we haven't made the list yet, Gray, I'm going to put yours
Yay.
In there. So both of you guys
awesome.
Are just
Thank
so
you.
Good. I love bringing in people that impress me and have their own sound and their own reason for being here. And you two definitely fit that. Just don't let some executive pull you a direction you don't want to go. Because that's when you lose yourself, and then when it doesn't work, you have nobody to blame but you. So hang in there. You both have something special. I
Thank
like that.
You.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you so much.
Amy, what would you like to say to them before we
Oh,
let them
no.
go?
I mean, I'm just excited to give anybody a chance that gets to come in here and just to see, I think, how crazy the world can be and how Taylor, I love how she's just honest and she's like, I'm so nervous. My fingers are trembling a little bit. I think that that's... I love that feeling of it being so fresh and new for y'all. And like Bobby said, just stay true to who you are. Because, I mean, who knows what's going to happen. But I'm just excited that we have a platform, too, with Women of iHeart Country to showcase your music, yes. like your songs, and help them be heard by more people.
Well, thank you, guys. You. Stay on TikTok. TikTok forever, right, everybody? TikTok forever!
Yeah.
All right. Follow them on Instagram. Taylor, say your name. I threw my sheet away. What's your Instagram name or TikTok name?
It's Taylor Acorn 1.
One? There's another no, Taylor Acorn?
The one.
You know what? I think somebody made like a Taylor Acorn profile before I got to it because every time I go on, I can't like change my name or anything. And I think on TikTok, when you try to, they like don't let you do it for a couple months or whatever. So I just stuck with Taylor Acorn One.
Okay, Gray?
Mine's The Gray Robinson on everything.
Okay.
Same thing.
There you go. Yes. Thank you, guys. Let's clap them out of here.
Yay!
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
A very heated topic this week, naked massages. Okay, so this all started because a listener called into the show and had an opinion about her boyfriend going to get a massage completely naked. Yes, he was covered with a towel, as anyone who's gotten a massage knows, right? But he was naked underneath the towel and she had a problem with that. So we had a very heated debate over whether you should be totally naked. And we even Lunchbox took to the streets to ask strangers their thoughts on this. Get heated with us because I'm telling you, these conversations just went all over the board.
Number four.
We got this voicemail. Listen to this.
Hey, Bobby Bones. I need some advice. This is just kind of an issue that, you know, has come to my attention via my boyfriend who got a massage today. This is just a little weird, but he wanted to be completely naked in the massage and not wear his boxers. What do you think? Should you wear your boxers as a dude getting a massage? Can you get completely naked? If it's a female masseuse, is that weird? Let us know.
That's funny, man. But we've been in this situation, right?
Listen. Amy, you go first.
Well, the answer is you absolutely wear boxer shorts.
Oh.
That's your answer?
Yes!
Are you speaking no doubt about it regardless?
I'm speaking no doubt about it. From the massage therapist perspective, she probably wants you to wear underwear.
I don't think so. I think masseuses want you to give them access as easily as possible to pull things down.
I don't think they need access to that region.
To like your butt? Yeah, of course they do.
Some massage therapists don't even touch the butt anymore because they don't want to mess with it. They're like, oh, yeah, no, I don't do that anymore.
Anymore.
They ask you, don't they? Don't they say, would you rather?
They do. So, Amy, what is your answer here?
My answer is underwear all the time. Yes.
My answer is underwear optional.
Oh,
and
I do
wear underwear.
Okay, good.
Because I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
But if I wasn't embarrassed and you just want to lay, I think she's like, is it weird that he wants to be naked around somebody? I don't think it's about that. I don't think it's about that. I don't think he wants to be naked because it's like hot to him. I think some guys just want to completely be free. I say underwear optional if he wants it optional. I'm going to wear my underwear. But I don't think that's weird at all. Eddie?
I've had a total of 3 massages in my life. The first one ever, it was like, I mean, really 5-6 years ago, my friend bought it for me in Vegas, and I took all my clothes off. Like, I thought
in
that was
Vegas?
What you were supposed to do.
But you are.
Because they literally said, like, hey, it's up to you. Take your clothes off. Leave whatever you want. It's up to you. So I was like, all right, let it all off. And it was kind of weird, I'll admit. So my other two massages, though, I kept my boxers on.
If I could, I would keep my jeans on. Like, that's how much I am self-conscious about that. But I also know that sometimes they're like, hey, it's up to you. Leave your boxers on or off. And then if you do have them on, especially because I've had injuries in my legs where they're, like, having to, like, pull them up and, like, you know, and you get like a wedgie.
Stretch it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying it's not that big of a deal. I don't think he's doing it for any like self-loving reason. The Bobby Bones Show. On yesterday's show, we got a voicemail from a listener, and this is what she asked us.
Hey, Bobby Bones, I need some advice. This is just kind of an issue that, you know, has come to my attention via my boyfriend who got a massage today. This is just a little weird, but he wanted to be completely naked in the massage and not wear his boxers. What do you think? Should you wear your boxers as a dude getting a massage? Can you get completely naked? If it's a female masseuse, is that weird? Let us know.
That was the question. So Lunchbox went out with a microphone, which, by the way, I did not think it was a big deal. I don't do it. I'm in my underwear, but they're always like, hey, get however you want to get. We'll massage you. You did think it was a big deal.
Yes, I think it's weird. Okay.
This is clip number one. Here you go.
Why would he need to do that? I mean, that's just crazy.
Well, he says it increases his experience.
No, not doing it.
As a wife, how would that make you feel?
It would hurt my feelings. No, forget it. Absolutely not.
I think people are taking this as a sexual thing. It's not.
People
do it all the time.
But I'm not taking it as a sexual thing, to clarify. I just still think it's weird. I think massage therapists want you to have your underwear on.
I don't think they do.
I
don't think they would ask you if they didn't.
Yeah. Ugh. Okay, here we go. Here's clip number two.
I think it's a personal preference.
You don't think it's a big deal?
Nah. I mean, it's not to me, but depends. I'm a therapist, by the way. So what I'm going to say to you, if it bothers your wife, the conversation is, hey, can you help walk me through, like, what it is that bothers you?
Got it.
Yeah, because if it bothers her, then something's, you know, going on, and she may want to talk about it.
All right.
That's a therapeutic answer. You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Was she breastfeeding whenever you're talking to her?
No. The baby was in the stroller.
Oh, okay. And people just come up and talk to you close to your face?
No. We're a little bit away. I mean, we're standing, you know, 5-6 feet apart. And, okay. I mean, you can hear the baby because he's just...
Got it. Here's one more clip. Here you go.
Oh, I say be naked. Totally naked.
Why?
Because it's more comfortable. You're not restricted.
Yeah. It's a professional environment. It's not, you know.
Yeah, all the reasons.
I've never had an issue. I've had lots of massages and been totally naked. Never had an issue.
Everybody agrees naked.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I never had an issue. I get them every Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. I'm going to send Caitlin a voice memo here. Hey, we're talking about if it's weird to get a massage. If I were to get a massage naked, would you think that was weird?
No underwear.
No. But that's what naked is, Amy.
Well, what else would naked mean?
Yeah.
Without my skin.
What do you think if I were to get massages totally naked? Is that weird to you or is that no big deal? Send me a voice memo back. I'm going to play it. All right. Thank you. Bye. Love you. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Me.
Yeah, public love. All right. Bye. Okay, so we'll get a voice memo back from her. You guys can also put this up on Facebook again. Let us know what you think. On the show, though, we vote, is it weird? I vote no.
No.
Yes.
Lunchbox?
No.
Mike?
Yes.
Oh,
interesting.
Morgan?
No.
Okay, there's our winner. It is not weird, according to the show.
Oh, it's so weird, especially because y'all have, like...
We know what we have.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Keep it all contained.
It's contained.
Okay, weirdo.
It's the best bits of the week. Show! With Morgan number two.
Coming in at number three, Eddie shared on the show this week that he wrote a jingle with the help of artist Brandon Ray for Hershey's. So naturally, I had to bring on Eddie because we needed to talk a little bit more about this. Okay?
Okay,
Eddie,
this was cool.
Your jingle... Fabulous.
Thank
like
you.
Seriously, so catchy. It was great. But how did you like decide you were just like one day like, hey, I'm gonna write a jingle for Hershey's and send it in? Like, what happened?
So here on the show, every one of us, we have to kind of look through, part of our job is to look through news stories and kind of see what's interesting to talk about on the show. So I'd ran into an article about
Hershey's coming out with a new bar called Hoosie What's It. And initially, like, all the articles I read was like, Hoosie What's It? It's the new whatchamacallit. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And I just kind of read through the article. And then a few days passed and I said, you know what? Like, because I write songs. I write songs for Raging Idiot stuff. I write songs, you know, for whatever, just to write. But I've never written a jingle before. So I called Brandon Ram. I'm like, dude, hear me out. This is a crazy, wild idea. But I just read this article about Hershey's coming out with a new candy bar. Like, you write songs. Should we just write a jingle and send it to him and see what happens? And he says, absolutely. He's like, because he's written jingles for many things. And he said, usually, dude, there's no rhyme or reason to how this stuff works. Let's just do it and see what happens. And we said, okay, we'll set up a write for Friday. And this is like a few weeks ago, like three or four weeks ago. Friday at 2 o'clock, we'll do it. And he says, okay, I might be busy or whatever, but just call me on Friday and we'll try to figure it out. So I didn't really want to spend too much of his time. So I just kind of got my guitar like on Friday afternoon and picked it up. And I just kind of played like, na 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 na. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like, all right. And literally, Morgan, it came out in like 10 minutes. And I just wrote it down real fast. And then I said, hey, dude, we don't even have to waste time like writing a jingle. Like, what do you think about this? And then he calls me right away. He's like, it's perfect. It's so good. He's like, I made some changes to it, but this is what we got. And if we agree with it, I'll just cut a better version of it. And then we're done. I said.
So how did you come up with the background idea of how it was going to sound in the first place? Like, I know a lot of people listen to music and they're like, how do they even come up with this? And I know that's a hard question to answer, but I'm sure our listeners want to know that.
Well, the first thing I was thinking about was like jingles are happy. Like you want to have it like there are just certain chords on the guitar or an instrument that kind of you can do happy chords, you can do sad chords, you know. So I just knew that it was gonna have to be upbeat, like like that kind of.
Kind of like thinking of a cartoon.
Yeah,
kind of how it sounds.
I'm thinking really what I thought was like Snickers, like or like give me a break, give me a break, Kit Kat, like that kind of style or whatever, and then. I just thought, like, then it needs to be explained what's happening with this candy bar. And from what the articles I read is that it's the new whatchamacallit. So I just kind of just said, okay, well, let's describe what it is. Whatchamacallit's now who's you what's it. And that's here's the description of it. But what happened, though, was I started getting messages once we did this bit. And people were telling me, like, it's a great jingle, but I don't think that's exactly what's happening with the candy bar because I just saw whatchamacallit at the store. So there was a lot of weird confusion of just like, well, the articles I read said it was the new whatchamacallit, but I guess it's not replacing it. So I started to get worried.
It's
I'm like
the potential new sister candy bar to whatchamacallit, maybe?
Yeah, it's kind of just like it's like it, but it's got a few different ingredients.
Okay.
And so I'm thinking after we did this whole bit and like wrote the jingle, and I'm thinking like, oh my gosh, like I just botched it. Like this is all wrong. Like all
well,
the
for before you keep explaining this, did Hershey's ask for people to send in a jingle or were you just like, I'm just gonna send in a jingle?
No, I just thought, let's just write a jingle and send it to them.
Well, then you didn't botch it because you literally put yourself out there when you didn't even get asked to put yourself out there.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, yeah, I think so. Like, it was just a shot in the dark. I've never done this kind of thing before, but it was easy to me. And I'm like, let's just give it a shot.
So do you guys plan to, like, revamp it so maybe it fits better to what's happening?
So there's kind of an update that's not really an update.
Okay.
We've heard back from a Hershey's representative.
Oh, interesting. I like this.
Yes. Okay. So we've heard back from a Hershey's representative, and as of now, we may have to make some changes to it, but they're not saying no.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay, that's exciting.
Yeah, and that's all they're telling me right now.
Okay.
So I'm really excited about it.
It really is like an update, but not an update.
Right.
I mean, but still cool that one, they heard it. Mm-hmm. I mean, to even have heard it in the first place is a cool thing. That's a big company.
Here was the response. We asked, have you heard the jingle? And they go, oh, we've heard the jingle. So, yeah, apparently it's getting tossed around over there.
I mean, if they're like, yeah, we've heard it, that's cool.
I know.
That has to make you feel pretty good, regardless of what happens, right? You took 10 minutes and you decided to do something you'd never done, and you're just like, I'm going to write this. And now Hershey's is listening to
well,
it.
Well, here's the kind of fun twist is like after I wrote it, I always show my songs to my family. I'm like, all right, what do you guys think? Because the kids are the best. Like they're like, eh, it's all right. Ooh, that's good, Dad, or whatever. When I played this for them, they're like, well, this is so good. Hershey wants it. Like, I love it. But I said, well, me and Brandon thought about maybe doing a kids version. Would you guys like to sing on it? And they're like, oh, no. We're not going to do that. So, and I try to talk them into singing like over and over. Like, come on, guys, it's easy. You know the song, you can do it. They're like, nope, not doing it, Dad, not doing it.
Not a single one of them.
So I'm telling you right now, if we get free chocolate for life, even if that's what they give me, like you get 20 candy bars. If they give me that, they're not getting a single candy bar.
Oh, it's all going to you. It's going to Daddy's belly. Oh my gosh, that is so cool. Well, we got an update and you potentially have a jingle coming on Hershey's.
I hope so. Like, I hope so.
You know what? We're just going to manifest it. We're putting it out there into the universe. It's happening.
That'd be awesome.
Eddie and Brandon's jingle is going to be awesome. For the Who's He What's It. All right. Well, thanks for joining sharing that. I'm excited for the next, hopefully final update that you are going to be on commercials.
Oh my gosh, that would be so awesome. Like, just think, you're watching on TV and you're like, I wrote that song.
Well, then everybody's like, hey, we know him. We know that guy.
Yeah. You know? What do you mean? I'm going to be sitting right next to you every morning.
I know. I'll be like, I know that guy.
I'm not going anywhere.
I'll start hearing it on repeat. It'll be one of those. And I'm like, dang it. Why did you write this song? No, I'm excited for you. And congratulations for even writing the jingle.
Thanks,
the first
Morgan.
So,
thank you.
All right. Well, listen back to this bit. Here's Eddie talking about his jingle for the first time.
Number three.
Here is a thing Eddie made. He made a jingle for a candy bar company. Have you guys heard this?
No.
So this is what Eddie does. He doesn't talk a game. He goes out and tries to walk the game.
Come on.
And so a few weeks ago, he read that Hershey's was putting out a candy bar. It was the whatchamacallit.
That's the old version, but they re-released it.
And it's called a Who's He What's It.
That's correct.
Now, right. So Eddie wrote a jingle, and then he sent it to Brandon Ray to record it. You guys sent it off to Hershey's.
We did.
And we'll tell you what Hershey said after this. But you tell me if you think this jingle is good, okay? So, in your mind, what are you thinking as you guys wrote this? Or as you wrote this?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's got to be quick. It's got to be really cool. I'm pictured on TV, you know, some kind of sound that sounds happy. And it's a new candy bar. But in the jingle, you have to be descriptive of what are we talking about. So I just went for it and described what we're talking about and made it cool and happy.
How long is the jingle?
15 seconds.
All right, here we go.
Whatchamacallit's now, who's he, what's it? The crunchy peanut buttery candy bar with chocolate on it. It's got a new name, but it tastes the same. Whatchamacallit's now, who's he, what's it?
That's so cute.
That's so good.
I love it. But why did they change the name?
I don't know. They discontinued Whatchamacallit's a while back, and then they re-released it with a new name. So I saw the news story, and I was like, they have to promote this thing. So I'm thinking they're probably thinking of a jingle right now. Guys, think no more. It's right here.
Here, I'm going to play it one more time before we tell you what Hershey said. Here we go.
Whatchamacallit's now, who's he, what's it? The crunchy peanut buttery candy bar with chocolate on it. It's got a new name, but it tastes the same. Whatchamacallit's now, who's he, what's it?
Bones, what do you think?
It's fantastic.
I love
you
it.
Like it. It's great.
Yeah. I would get a who's he, was it after it.
Okay, what do you think that Hershey said, Amy? Do they want to buy it? Do they want to put it on hold?
Well, that would be fantastic if they said that. Don't you make a lot of money from jingles?
Do they want to just send them a bunch of chocolate bars? I'm giving you the options here. I'm giving you the options. Do they want to buy it fully? Here are the options. Buy it fully, put it on hold and come back to it because they liked what they heard. Use it, but give them a lot of chocolate bars, or they heard nothing from them at all. Radio silence.
Oh, man, I'm going to have a little bit of hope here and say that they said they're putting it on hold and they'll get back to us. Or Eddie, sorry, and Brandon Ray. Because how cool would that be for them? I love that. I have hope. It's on hold.
Raymundo, what do you think? What happened with Eddie?
Yeah, unfortunately, I already know the answer, so I'm going to pass on this one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he knows.
Lunchbox?
I'm going to say they were like, oh, that's cute, man. Here's a chocolate bar. And they gave him a couple chocolate bars.
What happened with your jingle, Eddie?
It's been a few weeks, guys, like 3 weeks, and I've heard nothing. Like nothing. Radio silence. Like, was it good? Change a little bit of it? Anything? Zero.
Where'd you send it?
I sent it to, well, Brandon Ray has a publishing company, so they're like, we have a connection at Hershey's. We'll take it straight to them. No problem.
So you're still waiting, though?
Dude, it's been 3 weeks. Guys, the candy's already out. I saw it at the store the other day. Mm. Let's get this thing going.
Interesting. Let's hear it one more time as we retire this song forever and it never gets heard again. Here it is.
Unless you see it on TV.
Here we go.
Whatchamacallits now, who's he, what's it? The crunchy peanut buttery candy bar with chocolate on it. It's got a new name, but it tastes the same. Whatchamacallits, now who's he, what's it?
That's good,
love
man.
It.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, Hershey's, where are you?
Come on.
Now I want a who's he, what's it. I'm not going to lie to you.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week. Show. With Morgan number two.
All right, we're down to number two on this list, and I'm bringing in Lunchbox because Lunchbox got a response from his wish balloon that he let go like over a month ago. Lunchbox, like, how stoked are you right now?
Oh, I feel really good. I mean, it feels good to be here. Thanks for having me back. How you doing?
Good. But you, okay, so let's set this up a little bit. About a month ago, it was like January 19th.
Oh, you actually know the day? I have no idea when
it
was.
Well, I read all the blogs, you know? I had to know the date.
I feel like it's been 2 years since I sent that balloon up into outer space, and it got stuck in the tree right when I let it go. And I thought, oh, man, this balloon is doomed. Like, it's never going to make it anywhere. Then it almost ran into the apartments across the street, and I was like, okay, this balloon is going to fall like a block away. But then here we are, you know, what? How many? I don't know
it's
how many
like
days.
It's like a month and 10 days later.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. And we got something in the mail, and it was some from some dude that found the balloon.
In Rome, Georgia.
Yeah, and did something really funny, like put little, what do you call them, trinkets, gadgets?
Yeah.
Little, I mean, fake gifts, but they were. It was really a lot of, it was pretty funny, pretty cool. Because it, let's be honest, if I found a balloon, I'm not going to respond.
Well, you're probably just going to pop it and throw it in the trash, right?
Right, but I wrote, like, on me, I wrote on it, open me, I have a note or something like that. I forgot what I wrote exactly, but it was like, open me. And maybe if I saw that, and maybe I would reply just so maybe I could get on the news. Now that I'm older and I realize the news might cover a story like that, younger me would have just thrown it in the trash. Older me is like, oh my gosh, chance to get on the news, chance to be famous, let me reply. But now I don't want to, I wonder if there's going to be a lot of copycats. If people are going to hear my story, and they're going to start sending balloons out.
You know what, though? I hope they do. Because this whole thing was, like, uplifting good news. Like, you send a balloon up in the air, and somebody over 200 miles away was like, you know what? This is awesome. I'm just going to send this guy some stuff.
Yeah.
We need more of that.
We need more of that. But the only problem is, for every balloon that is found, there's 100 balloons that
this
aren't found.
True.
And that hurts the animals, the environment. So I don't want to encourage copycats. You know,
fair,
like, please,
yeah, please
don't do
hurt
this.
The environment.
Yeah, like, if you want to send up a leaf, like, put a leaf and write something on there and throw it in the air and see how far it flies, that would be great. That would be incredible. It might go about half a foot, but you never know.
I mean, to be fair, your balloon, when it went up the tree, I was like, this thing's going to pop and nobody's ever going to find this balloon. It's just going down. It was a rocky start.
Right,
so
it was
like,
a rocky start,
a rocky
but
finish.
It was like a majestic finish. It was like a Hollywood movie, really.
I know. Okay, so do you wish somebody else would have got it that was like maybe a millionaire and you got something else? Or are you happy with
the
result?
If I was going to get, if it was a millionaire was going to get it, I was going to get $1 million. Oh, I'd rather a millionaire. I mean, of course I'd rather someone, if they were rich and were going to give me something a lot cooler, yeah. Absolutely. I would always trade up. There's no way I would trade down, but I would always trade up. Like, this was great, but if it could have been better, I would have taken the better option. That's like asking me, hey, you got punched in the face. Would you rather got punched in the arm? Absolutely.
Okay, but if you trade up and it never happened, would you have preferred to have still tried to trade up than just get the package you got in the first place?
I don't understand your question, so I'm going to just say, I am glad I got a response, but if a millionaire was going to respond and give me like money, I would rather have the millionaire respond and give me money. Absolutely. So, yes, if that answers your question, because I didn't really quite comprehend.
It doesn't, but it's okay. I didn't understand my own question, but we're just going to roll with it.
Got it. Yeah. I mean, I was like, huh, if I were rolling up.
I knew, you know when you like know.
Okay, I think I got it now. I think I got it.
The words don't come out right.
Yeah. No, you have it. I think that too sometimes. I have a thought and I try to say it. And when my wife doesn't understand it, I get so frustrated because I'm like, how can you not understand what I just said? I said it so clearly. In my head, I said it clearly. And I probably didn't, sort of like you had that thought clearly in your head. And the explanation kind of fell off the cliff. But well, I think I figured out what you got.
Let's see if we can do this.
I got this. You ready? Okay. You're saying, would you rather have a millionaire found it but not responded?
No.
Okay,
so. you got the package, right?
Yeah.
And that happened. But say it went up and Instead, now I'm losing my train of thought. Instead, it goes
It
take
goes
the
to
risk
Tampa,
of,
Florida.
Of it going to a billionaire, but maybe not going to a billionaire and you getting nothing. Would you rather have take the risk and the chance?
I still don't understand what you're saying.
I was like trying to say it in my head and it just was not, it's not coming out how I need it to come out. So I'm just going to let this question go.
Okay. All right.
And we're going to pretend like we didn't just debate that for like 2 minutes.
Yeah. Like people are, I want to know if people can please, if you're listening to this, please respond to me and tell us exactly what M2 was trying to say. Cause I have no idea what Morgan number two was trying to say. Maybe you understand what? Morgan two talk. Maybe you're from Kansas and that's how you got. Well,
no,
I was born in Kansas too. So
Kansas thing. It's just like a.
It was a jumbled thought thing.
Yeah, your brain can't like, get it out right.
My wife does that a lot. She says, "Oh, it's because I have two kids," and I'm like, "That's not."
I don't even have that excuse.
No, I know, so. But that's what she says when she says something. She goes, "I'm like what?" She goes, "I have two kids. You got to understand." I'm like, "No, I don't understand."
It's mom brain. You have.
That's
dad
what
brain.
She calls it. Mom I don't brain. Have dad brain.
You have trouble with words.
Nah.
So I would say that's dad brain. Okay. You know, everybody has their problems, right?
Anything else you got?
Okay, well, before you go, is there anything you would like to say to Joe who found your balloon and the listener's going to hear what went down?
Hey, Joe, if you're listening, I just want to say thank you. I appreciate it. Amazing, cool thing that you did. A lot of fun. I'm impressed that you actually replied to some dude's balloon. But yeah, our props to you, claps, round applause. You provided me with some enjoyment and I never get mail at the station. So it's kind of exciting to get mail at the station.
All right. Well, y'all heard it. I mean, Lunchbox wants mail is basically what he was trying to say there too.
I wasn't saying I want mail. I mean, cause I don't want, you know what I mean? Like some people send some stuff and I'm just like, what are you sending?
But you want mail.
But I mean,
it's the excitement of opening up a package, right? Just. Please don't send any bad things up to our studio.
Why would you think that?
Because I am a worst-case scenario person.
Well, no, these people that listen to this podcast, like if they're listening to this podcast, they're the hardcore dedicated, and they're not going to send bad. They would not send bad stuff.
This is true, but like we've talked about the Enneagram loosely. You at least know of it,
I've
right?
heard. You guys talk about this Enneagram, and people, here's the problem. Guys, why do we live our life by this Enneagram thing? Like, why?
It's like the Myers-Briggs. Y'all lived by it for like 40 years.
Who?
The Myers-Briggs personality test.
No, I just know I got a good personality. I don't know anything about Myers-Briggs. I don't need Myers-Briggs to tell me I got a good personality. What?
It's not telling you have a good personality. It's telling you why you are the way you are so you can be a better person because of it. That's all it is. It's like it's teaching you why you are the way you are and being able to use that to better benefit
you. I got a question for you. How do you even spell Enneagram?
E-N-N-E-G-R-A-M.
Never knew that.
Yeah, Enneagram.
Okay.
It's all over. Anyways,
no, it is everywhere. That's all people talk about is like, oh, I'm a 12. And I'm like, what is it? I don't know what that means, yo.
It only goes up to 9, but I appreciate your effort.
But you know what I'm saying? That's what they say. Whenever something happens, they're like, oh, sorry, I'm a 6. I'm like, so that excuses that behavior or that I'm supposed to understand what? So I'm supposed to, hold on. Oh, you're a 6. Okay, and let me pull out my phone here. So you're a 6, so that means you are a weirdo and you like to chew bubble gum and stick it in your ear.
No.
Okay, that's why you're a 6. I get it.
Okay, so what they're saying when they're like, I'm a 6, is they're saying why they're doing what they're doing.
Right,
so
but you
better understand.
But I understand that. But you can't expect people to know what that number stands for.
Well,
you can't expect everybody in this world to know, oh, a 6 has this, and this. No. So when you say, oh, I'm a 6... You're a 6? I'd rate you more like a 4. But,
okay.
Okay.
Took a different turn.
I got him. That was a good one. Tell me that wasn't a good one. Enneagram, put that on your number 6.
All right. Well, done with our rant.
What
all
number
the
am
things.
I?
This, an Enneagram? I don't know. You'd have to take the test.
Well, you read the Enneagram. Tell me what, if you read
Enneagram.
The, if you.
I don't know, honestly.
What number are you?
I'm a 2 and an 8. I'm 50% of each. Okay. And I like they'll relate like celebrities and stuff to it. Like Bill Gates is an 8 and a 2, 50 of each.
Dang, you're Bill Gates.
Like personality.
Dang, you just told me you're Bill Gates.
I am.
I'm talking
Bill
to Bill Gates.
Gates.
What up, Bill Gates? Guys, you're listening to the best of bits with Bill Gates. Oh man.
Yeah, that's me. No, it's not. But that's okay. Okay. Well, before we keep going on this Enneagram tangent, here is Lunchbox getting a response to his wish balloon.
Number two.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So for flashing back, this is last year around Christmas time. A four-year-old sent a letter to Santa, put it in a balloon, and just hoped the balloon would land at the North Pole. It made its way 650 miles before someone found that balloon. It didn't get all the way to Santa. And then they helped her with her list. They got her some Christmas presents. It was a really touching story. And what we do on this show sometimes is make touching really dumb. So Lunchbox got a balloon and put in it this list. He wrote, "Please help me. I would like lots of lottery scratch-off tickets, a housekeeper, a personal chef, a boat, and a Lambo," which is a Lamborghini. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, everybody knows that. When you say Lambo, it's known. In circles, it's called a Lamborghini.
I don't know how this ends. So from here out, I know nothing. So someone has contacted you about the balloon.
Someone has contacted me. I was told, "Hey, Lunch, you got a package." And I'm like, what?
You got a package?
Here at the station.
Have you opened it?
And I opened it. And here's—
wait, was the mailing address on there?
Yeah, got the letter.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
That was in the box.
Go ahead.
It says, "Hey, man, I found this balloon on the ground. I saw the note inside and did some digging and found you online. I don't listen to your show, but started checking you guys out. It's a pretty cool show, and I figured I'd help you out. No way I can hook you up with exactly what you're looking for, so I did my best. Check out the contents of the box. Hope it brightens your day. Joe in Rome, Georgia."
That
Georgia
is crazy.
It floated down to Georgia.
We need to talk to Rome.
Do we have
Rome? He's in Rome, Georgia.
Yeah, his name's not Rome.
What's his name?
Joe in Rome?
Joe in Rome, Georgia.
Okay, you have the box with you?
Yeah, I have the box with me.
All right, here we go.
This is crazy. Now I want to send up a balloon.
Okay.
He's opening up. It's a white box.
It's a white box.
Just a U.S. Postal Service.
Yeah, priority mail.
Out of the box first.
Out of the box first.
How many things are in there?
There's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, pull the first thing out.
Got me a boat!
Oh, he bought him a toy boat.
Got me a boat!
That's awesome. Cute.
That's funny. It's like a Hot Wheels boat, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, next. I don't know if this is to get my personal chef or what, but gave me $300 in Monopoly money.
I think that's just cash, right?
Yeah
okay.
Just
go
money.
Ahead.
Next. Lottery ticket. Scratch off.
A $5 scratcher.
$5.
Did you already scratch it?
No, not yet.
Okay. Oh, what if you win on that $5 scratcher?
This is going to be crazy.
This would be amazing.
Oh,
are you ready?
We'll scratch it later on in the show.
Hey.
Love it.
Get ready.
Oh, this is a big one?
Big one.
Okay.
It sounds like keys, guys. Because it's a Lambo!
Okay, it's a Hot Wheels Lamborghini.
Oh, boy.
How funny that this guy went to the store and got all this stuff for him.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty amazing.
I mean, that is pretty freaking funny.
This is a feel-good story.
Like, it's not exactly what I wanted, but I appreciate the creativity, the funny, the part of actually mailing me a box to the studio. Great. Thank you, Rome, Georgia.
No, his name's Joe.
Oh,
Rome,
whatever.
Do you have Joe's number? Is it on there?
It is not on there, but maybe I can do some... I think I have his address on this box, and I can... is that stalkerish?
How do you look up his number by his address?
Well, you find out his name, and you maybe send him a message on Facebook, and...
Okay, you go for it. See if you can find him.
Okay, I just didn't know if that was too creepy.
No, I mean, he sent you a box.
Okay.
Hey, we have to give it up, though, for Joe.
Yeah.
Georgia.
Yeah, I have to... So the balloon made it all the
Georgia.
Way...
Hey, look up the miles.
I got it.
Oh, you know the mileage?
Yeah.
From here where we are to Rome, Georgia is...
206 miles.
Wow.
Or 216, depending on the route you take. 206.
The balloon took a faster route.
Yeah, that's
as a bird flies.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you
as
what it
the
said.
Crow.
Hey, Bones, this could be the story that puts Lunchbox on the news.
Yeah, especially if you win the lottery.
That's the story right there.
Yeah. Now, if I win the lottery, guys, oh my gosh, we're going to go crazy.
If you win $1,000 or more,
that'll be insane.
It's the news. And you call back as Nico Jackson trying to get on the news.
Oh, I love it.
This is for real.
Oh, maybe I call anyway and be like, "Hey, this is Nico Jackson, and someone sent my nephew a package that he sent up a balloon."
But then that's a lie, and it won't. Oh. They'll come
cover
it.
And you want
like,
it to be you, not the nephew.
Here's what we're going
to
do. In about half hour or so, we'll scratch this thing on the air.
Oh,
this has got
come on,
if
guys.
You win any money, will you hook Joe up with any of it?
It depends how much I win.
No, we need to have a commitment to
no.
Okay, no, he won't.
No, what?
Wow.
You do.
Lunchbox.
You do.
No.
You're going no?
No.
Okay. You'd be like 1% of what you win.
This is why now you're not going to win. The Bobby
Bones Show. Okay, so read to me what it is exactly.
It is going to, I have four, you say winning numbers. So you scratch the four numbers at the top, and then you go down and you scratch 15 different numbers. If any of those match the four numbers at the top, you win that amount of money. And there, if you get a star, you win all 15 prizes.
Wow. From the top four.
Yeah.
All right, let's scratch those four. Woo!
Come on.
Here we go.
Come on,
here we go. Let's scratch those four.
Scratch.
If he hits this.
First number, 33 is what we're looking for. Next number is 8. 39.
This guy's a scratcher. Let me tell you. He is.
And 25.
Like okay, let me write these down. Go ahead. What are they?
33. 8.
Yeah.
39. 25. Okay, none of my lucky numbers.
Here's the thing.
That's okay.
Because if, like, the number is 8 on there, and he starts to pull numbers, and that's like 9, and then 7.
It's over.
You know,
yeah,
it's over.
It's a losing ticket. You're just throwing the trash.
All right, give us the first three numbers. He's scratching it off.
First
here.
Three
numbers. Come on, Lunchbox.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on, Lunchbox.
First number, 25.
Hey! That's one of did you win?
I haven't scratched that far yet.
Oh, no.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Let's go.
What does this mean?
He wants something.
Are you telling the truth?
I looked at it. He's telling the truth.
Show the camera. Go to the camera.
Hold it up.
So people on Facebook can
25.
See it.
25.
25.
All right. Here we go. You ready for how much?
Are you? No. Wait. Hold on. What?
I'm going to scratch how much I won.
Let's do that at the end.
Okay.
What if they're all 25s?
Okay. Here we go. Second one.
Come on. Let's win another
16.
One.
16.
Okay. That's not one of them, but we're still good.
11.
Okay, keep going, baby.
Okay. 46.
Okay, but what's good is we're not surrounding the other
right,
numbers.
Yeah. We're still far away. 6. I know. I thought it was an 8, too. Oh. I got really pumped. All right, here we go.
Come on, baby.
Come on, let's win another one. Lunch.
Oh, 38.
30. Oh, that's not good. Okay. Here's where we are right now. How many numbers we got down? 5?
We've done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And there are 9 to go?
Yeah.
And he's hit one number so far. We don't know how much you've won
right,
yet.
Right, the first number out of the gate we hit.
Ooh, I love a good
That's
gate.
Good.
I love a gate.
Oh, man, gate number one was good to us, baby.
And if you missed, Lunchbox did say that if he won, he would give the guy 0%.
That's
0%.
True.
That's right.
0%.
All right, here we go. Scratch. We got 9 numbers to go. Come on, the numbers are 33, 8, 30. Oh, he hit again.
Hey, show the camera.
Guys, I got a question. Should we? I think we need to pause every time because every time we see the start of a new scratch is when we win. It's the first one out of the gate. Oh my gosh.
This is bonkers.
That's awesome.
Okay, he's hit two numbers so far.
Are you ready?
Yeah. How many numbers we have left?
One less than we had last time. 8.
I don't remember what we had.
I don't either.
All right, here we go.
43.
Okay,
we're good though. Let's go.
Yeah. 24.
Okay, it's not it.
That's 20.
He's hit twice though. You've hit twice though.
Yeah. Next is.
We got another one.
Number 8.
Yeah. Let's go.
Number 8. Show the camera.
Is it three times?
We got it.
You got me.
You got it.
We don't know how much he's won yet, but he's hit 3 times on the same ticket.
3 times.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Wait, so how many numbers left?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, his numbers are 33, 8, 39, and 25. Let's go.
Oh, you ready?
He doesn't even say he won. He just starts screaming. What'd you get?
Number 8.
Show the camera.
Show the camera.
Good.
You hit 4 times so far.
4 times.
This is unbelievable. Amy's looking at me like I did something. I can't set up the lottery.
I know. I'm just like, so I'm like, this is going
to
be amazing.
I feel like I need
amazing.
To take my sweatshirt off. I'm starting to sweat.
It.
Okay, here we go.
So we have 4 numbers left.
Okay, here we go.
Oh my God! 25! 25! 25! 25!
This is
is crazy.
Have you ever won so much on one ticket? Hey, Skugo, will you verify that we had no way to set up a lottery ticket?
No, I thought about doing it, but that's a legit ticket.
We thought about doing a joke ticket. That's a legit ticket.
But
the guy, would the guy have done a joke ticket?
This isn't a joke ticket.
This is a winning ticket. A joke ticket's a losing ticket.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or a joke ticket.
Or you win like a
$10 million.
Yeah. And it's not this big. It's like a little small.
They already looked it over. All right, here we go. How many left? Look, let's talk about the prize.
Three left.
Are these your bonus ones?
These are my bonus ones. I don't know. They just put bonus to make you feel better. But we got three left. Oh, my gosh. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
If he starts jumping up and down again, I'm just going to...
No, number 44.
Okay, but still.
How many left?
Oh, I got two left.
Two left.
Oh, okay.
His numbers are 33, 8, 39, and 25.
We need to take a break, or are we good?
We're good.
Break, we good? Okay. Oh, 26.
Okay, one more number, then we find out how much Lunchbox won.
One more number!
Let's go!
1 million! Yeah, come on.
Wait a minute, what if he wins $1 million?
That I would be super happy for him.
Oh, 32!
Okay, now here's where we are.
32!
If you just turn the radio on, Lunchbox sent a balloon up in the air. A hot air balloon. No, a helium balloon. Thank you.
Yeah.
It floated off, and inside that helium balloon, there was a note that said, if you can grant my wishes, whomever finds this, I'd like a housekeeper, a Lamborghini, a boat, scratch-off lottery tickets. The person who found it was in Georgia. It was 250, 300 miles away. Sent a box with all that stuff in a joking manner, toys.
Yeah.
But also sent a real-life scratch-off for you.
Correct.
And so he has scratched. And how many numbers won on the same ticket?
One.
I believe four.
Two, three, four, five.
Five.
So
five out of 15.
Every number that has won him something.
Yeah.
But we don't know the price.
We don't know.
Yet.
Are you ready to scratch the first one and see what you won?
To go?
We have five of these.
Oh, come on, let's go.
Let's start at the top.
What would you be disappointed in? What would you be pumped about?
Oh, man. Listen, I am pumped with anything over $25.
Okay.
Per?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. Per number, $25. Here we go. First one.
First one.
Oh.
What?
$5.
Okay. We're building up.
Good. They're not going to give it to you right out of the gate.
Yeah, you get a word.
Oh, yeah. First gate. They're not going to give me out of the first gate.
All right, here we go.
Next one is number eight.
Okay, another winner here.
Oh, $5.
Okay. We still got three to go.
It's all right.
We still got three to go.
Guys,
now, Lunchbox,
guys,
here's the deal I'll make you.
We've kind of fallen off the cliff, guys.
No, but that's $10.
We were excited, and now it's kind of like a letdown. Like,
Eddie, would you like to buy his ticket from him for $15 total?
For $15, and there's five that you won? Yeah.
Would you buy it from him?
No.
You don't want to sell it?
Because there's three more winners, so it's automatically going to be more than $15.
Unless they're all $1.
Ooh, would they do that to you?
Or one of them could be worth how much?
$1 million.
See?
No, I wouldn't sell it.
Okay.
I wouldn't sell it.
Would you sell it for $30?
Ooh. No. 10,
Ooh. 15,
20.
Nah.
No. I mean,
I'm offering you $35 right now for that ticket.
Oh.
Because one of those could be big, Bones.
I can't do it. I have three winners sitting in there for $1 million.
Yeah.
If I get $1 million freaking dollars and I sold it for $35, I would never be able to work here again.
He probably wouldn't.
I would have to quit.
Last offer for that ticket, $50.
Dude, that's
Lunch,
same.
You see the pattern of fives.
Yeah, Eddie.
But Lunchbox also knows that it just takes one.
Eddie, I'm kind of on your... Here's the thing.
If you sell me this for $50 and I win, you don't get any of the money. I'm going to keep it all.
Yeah, I mean, the same...
And that would hurt you
The
bad.
Same logic should apply about $35 versus $50. Like, you're not going 50 to...
50 is more than 35.
Okay, but in the grand scheme of things, it's...
I'm telling you, if I win, I'm going to send you the money before you give me the ticket, and it's over. We have proof. It's my money, regardless of what it is.
And you still wouldn't be able to come back to work.
Lottery gods, talk to me, please. Like,
oh, you're praying right now.
Yeah, send me a sign. Like, am I supposed to sell this
Lunchbox,
ticket?
Lunchbox, it's me, the lottery god.
Oh, what are
Take
you saying?
Take that deal. Take that deal. It's me, Lonnie, the lottery god.
Are they talking to you?
Yeah, the lottery gods are talking to me. They
it's me, Lonnie, the lottery god.
He's going through puberty or something. He's really low and he got really high.
Lunchbox need an answer.
No deal!
No deal!
No deal!
No deal!
No deal!
Okay, here we go. He passed up $50.
Oh,
he's
man.
10 in. All right, scratch your third one.
All right, number 8 again. Oh, man, I should have sold it. $5.
Okay.
Oh, no.
How many are left?
Two. Two are left, and they're right next door to each other. They're next door neighbors on the bottom row.
First and second. So $15. Right now, Lunchbox, I'll give you $30 for that ticket.
No. I can't do 30. I can do 75.
30, that would be $5.
But you're going up in money for less of a shot?
Whoa.
I don't want to. I'm not moving off 30. Go ahead.
If you take 30, that's $5 more than what you think you're going to get.
Deal is closed.
Oh, my God.
Deal is closed.
Here we go.
What's that one?
$5.
See? The last one could be a million, though.
It could be.
What's the last one?
I haven't done it yet. I'm just not ready.
Okay, what would you sell it for right now? You've made $20.
Have I made 20?
Is it 5 times 4? Okay.
What would you sell that for?
35.
Pass. All right. You had a chance of 50.
I had a chance of 50.
Yeah. Scratch that final ticket.
You already know?
Yes.
What is it?
Oh.
$5.
That's good money, though.
That's $25.
Yeah.
$25. Hey. You had everything going your way.
I mean, listen, it was the highest of highs, yeah. And now it's like down in the dumps. It's like, you're so excited, you see the finish line, and you trip and fall, and you get second place. Ugh.
So.
Don't remember second place. Oh, everybody was cheering for the million. I mean, they were so invested, and now they're all disappointed.
He sounds tired, sad.
Yeah.
He's tired, sad right now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. He just lost his shot at being rich and famous.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I could have had $50, and Amy is like, that's a dumb idea.
So I thought it was, given the opportunity.
Then Lonnie, the lottery,
had.
God told me.
He did. Lonnie said to do it.
He did tell me to do it.
Okay.
You idiot.
Whoa,
okay, so now this
did you guys hear Lonnie?
Well, no, I didn't hear that.
Man. No, oh, you did. I thought I heard something.
I thought I heard the lottery God.
Okay, now it's my fault.
Well, kind of is, isn't it?
No.
Did you say no, don't take it?
But yeah. You got the final. Anyway,
you're a
Lunchbox,
bad financial advisor.
You won $25 from this box. Congratulations.
Oh.
It's great.
It's
dude.
Like bad popcorn in a microwave where it's not all popping.
It's the best bits of the week. Show. With Morgan number 2.
Coming in at number 1, this was probably the funniest bit that has happened on
the
show.
Or the worst bit, or the worst.
In a while.
Like, there was no laughing coming from one seat in the studio, not one bit, not one piece of laughter.
What happened was we brought on Jared Isaacman, who came onto the show, and he's going to be the first pilot of a civilian space mission. And he was raising money for St. Jude for the 3 other seats on this trip. And you could donate to St. Jude, and you could get your name in the drawing to be potentially on this space flight. Well, so we all put in some money, and everybody's name on the show got put into a hat, and we did a drawing for whose name was going to get put on our submission for St. Jude and a possible trip to space, right? So,
and none of us want to go to space because we're terrified of going to space.
Hey, I would like to go to space.
Okay, one person would like to go to space.
Out of
the
7.
Other ones are terrified of going in outer space. Like, I just don't think that's even cool. Like, no part of me wants to leave this atmosphere and go through the horizontal or the orzo. Oh, what's it called? Ozone layer. I don't want. Do we go through the ozone layer to get there?
I have no idea.
I don't know where the ozone layer stops. I don't know if it's ever ending. Whatever. But no one wants to do that. No, I have no interest. I can't even, like the solar system just does not interest me in one bit. No part of me wants to go to space. But go ahead.
Well, we all put our names in this, and Lunchbox loses, right? But then he's like, "I'll pay $100 more if we can redraw one more time, and we're not going to spoil it because, in case you haven't heard it, like experiencing this for the first time is just hilarious." So we're not going to spoil it, right?
Well, we're not going to spoil it. We're not going to spoil it. Let's just say I spent $100 for nothing.
So we did a space draw and a redraw, and somebody's still going to space, and I don't think they're very happy about it.
I'd say they're pretty not happy about it.
Well, there you have it. This is coming in at number 1. I hope y'all laugh just as much as we did doing this segment.
Oh, yeah.
Most of us, anyway.
Yeah, I hope you're having a great weekend, too.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You're good.
Oh, you're still talking? You're done. Okay, I thought we were talking. I was like, bye.
Number one.
Hey, it's almost time for them to draw that person who's going to go to space. Remember Jared Isaacman?
Right, yeah.
He is the pilot, the billionaire. He's paying for this space mission. And he's going to take someone up with him who donates to St. Jude, like a raffle. Ugh. We haven't put a name in yet. So here's my proposal. We have all the names in a hat. There are me, Amy, Eddie, Lunchbox, and Raymundo. There are five of us. Each of us have to commit to $20 to putting it in to donate to St. Jude. It's $100 in total, but we put one person in 100 times. And if they get drawn, they go to space.
That's easy. Let's do it.
Okay. First of all, is everybody committing to the $20?
Yes.
Sure.
That's fine.
Okay. So... we're going to, oh, please don't be me.
It cannot be me. Why? Gosh, come on. Ugh.
So it doesn't mean you're going to space, but it means we're going to put that person in 100 times.
Ugh. Hey, and there's no backing out, Bones, right? Like, if this person gets picked, you're going to space.
Well, you may not get drawn by him.
It, correct. This isn't, but, like,
but you're the one of our team that goes up for bid. Like, I know odds are that whoever this is doesn't get picked, but I'm still a little nervous. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to draw a name, and that person is eliminated.
All right. Come on.
Okay. So here we go. Let's mix it up. The first name drawn to be eliminated is Eddie.
Yeah! Let's go! Thank you, Earth. I'm staying with you. I'm not going anywhere.
But you're the one that said you weren't scared and you would go.
I'm not scared, but I have kids and I don't want to risk anything. I'm glad to be right here with my feet on Earth.
You are not going to space. The next person that is not going to space, with four names left in the hat, is... Amy.
Oh, of course. Yes. Of course.
I'm not going to space.
Eddie, do you want to read the next name?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to.
Okay, come over here. The next person not going to space is... Eddie, read the name.
This person's name is... Raymundo!
Crap.
Bobby going space.
There's two people left.
All right, the two... great.
That's so stupid.
The two people left. Eddie, do you want to do it again?
I would love to, yes.
The two people left. This next person is not going to space. All right, here we go. That person is... The person who's not going to space. Eddie's running back to the microphone. Don't yell too loud, it's gonna pop.
You guys ready?
Go ahead. The next person not going to space is...
Wow, I didn't see this coming. It's Bobby.
So the person going to space is...
Lunchbox! I mean, Lunchbox!
We already knew this. We knew this.
We did?
Yeah, we did. I mean, the chip, this, the world just hates me right now, and I don't know why. I mean...
But even with the chip, you saw it. I mean, you saw the wheel spin.
No, I understand. But the world is out to get me for some reason right now. I didn't win the lottery when it was, you know, $1 billion, the Mega Millions, and the Powerball, this. I mean, it's just maybe I'll be better in space. Maybe it'll treat me better. I don't know.
They just leave you up there?
This is the worst. This is so awful. Because, you know, like, the odds are I'm not going to get picked in this. But then, oh, what do you know? I'm the one that has to go. So guess what? I'm going to get picked. This Eason man, whatever his name is, he's going to pick me just to make Isaac my life miserable. Ugh.
Okay, so I tell you what we'll do. Let's all Venmo $20 over to Scuba Steve.
Gosh.
And then Scuba Steve will do the $100 and put it in Lunchbox's name. And he... I think this Sunday is the end. I don't know if that's when they pick, but this Sunday is the last chance to get in for this. You wouldn't want to go to space, Lunchbox?
Absolutely not. There is zero chance I want to leave this earth more than a plane ride to another city that is like 30,000 feet above the earth. I do not want to go to space because they disintegrate, and it's just there's too many problems with space, and it scares me. And I won't even go in the ocean way out there on a boat because I can't see land. And you want to send me up in a spaceship? Oh,
yeah. All right, well, he lost the drawing. He will be put on the list, and we hope he goes to space. Which, by the way, you guys can also donate, right? So go to inspiration4.com. Inspiration, the number 4.com. And you have until February 28th.
In your own name. In your own name, donate.
Oh, what if all of our listeners put Lunchbox's name in?
No,
that's not a bad idea.
I didn't even think about that. He's the one that inspired that idea. Listeners, you
do
your own thing.
Look at the difference you'll be able to make, Lunchbox.
Great. I can make a difference. I'll go mow my neighbor's yard. I mean, goodness.
Inspiration4.com.
The Bobby Bones Show.
We all put in $20, and then Lunchbox's name was drawn last, so he was getting nominated to go to space with that 100 entries. It's like a raffle with St. Jude. And so he said, I'm going to match that. I'm going to pay another $100 to go back into the hat, and we're all being drawn again. Everybody good?
Yeah.
Good.
The last person standing, we will nominate to go to space on this space. What's it called? SpaceX? Space?
Inspiration 4.
Inspiration 4. Scuba Steve is going to draw. In the hat, we have 7 names. Bobby, Amy, Eddie, Lunchbox, Raymundo. Keep scrolling for me. Morgan number 2 and Mike D.
Come on.
However, because Morgan number 2 wants to go, I don't feel like she should be in it. I think it should be anyone who's miserable at the notion of it.
But for those of us that are miserable, having her in there decreases our odds.
Yeah, I just paid $100. I need more people in the hat.
Okay, fair enough. But if she gets it, it's not that fun for us because she wants to go to space.
But it's fun for her because it's like a raffle for her.
That's still going to be scary for her.
Oh, she's terrified. She's trying to act tough.
Yeah.
All right, whatever.
Like,
are we ready, Scuba Steve?
Yes.
Ready, the first person not going to space will be...
Oh, please be me. Please be me.
It is
Amy. Oh, God, yes! Amy. That's twice in a row.
Yeah.
Amy Scuba, really shake them up, dude. Come on.
All right.
Well, your name could have been next, and you're making him shake it all
off.
Well,
it's true.
The next person...
We'll never know.
...that's not going to space is...
Yeah, yeah.
Come on. To my left, Bobby!
Yeah! Yes!
Okay, guys. This is so stupid.
I really need Morgan number 2 to be out, because anybody going for joy is not joyful for me.
How about me?
Next person up.
Next person up is... Mike D!
Mike D!
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I am going home if this happens. I'm going home.
By the way, Scuba is shaking the hat up right here in front of us. It's on camera. No funny business happening.
Close your eyes, Scuba.
Yeah, close my eyes.
Next person up.
Come on.
Raymundo!
Raymundo!
Oh, my goodness.
I just don't believe this.
I can't.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes right now.
There are 4 people left. Eddie, Lunchbox, Morgan number 2, and Mike D. The next
Mike D's out.
Oh, Mike D's out. Oh, there's only 3 left.
That's it.
You've got to be kidding me.
Hold on, Lunchbox, how are you feeling right now?
This is so stupid. This is exactly why I was a little hesitant not to pay the $100, because I know the world is against me for some reason. The last year has been awful to me, and here we go again. Out of all these people, and my name is still there. This is so dumb.
Next person that is eliminated and will not go to space is...
Come on.
Eddie! Yeah! Yeah!
I don't even know if my name's in the freaking hat.
Okay, hold on.
I am so
It's amazing.
We're split here, right? It's the person that we want to see the most versus
this
the person.
So dumb.
Yeah.
Listen, man. Guys,
the murder house you went to, you think?
This is what I'm saying.
Could it be the ladder you walked under?
I sacrificed myself for the show, and this is how I get repaid. This is so dumb. Can we all just vote and say, hey, let's let Morgan number 2 have it?
Okay, let's take a vote. Should we just let Morgan number 2 have it?
No.
No.
I mean, yes. Let's just keep drawing. That's what we said we were going to do.
Lunchbox, do you want to draw the final name?
Yeah, I do.
Lunchbox is going to draw the final name.
Oh, my God.
Himself.
You're going to draw your own.
I better draw my own.
Hold it up high. Hold it up high. Lunchbox.
Oh, no. He's going to draw.
Up here, it's up here.
Don't look.
I've got my eyes closed.
Don't look at the paper yet.
Why did you do this to yourself?
Don't look at the paper.
I'm not. Okay,
if he draws,
okay,
he wants to draw his name because he's eliminated.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, I lost.
Open it up. Open it up, Lunchbox. You drew the last name.
Did you see it?
If you go to your microphone. If that's Morgan number two in your hand, you have lost again.
I know I've lost because Scuba automatically started laughing. He looked at the sheet of paper.
I know, but okay.
This is amazing.
You drew it, though.
I'm looking under the table.
You drew it. Go ahead.
Morgan number two.
Oh, no!
How did that happen?
He drew it himself!
No way. There's no freaking way. Let me see the other sheet of paper. They have my name on it. Oh, my gosh.
Wait, okay,
but
so...
And you drew it yourself. How does that make you feel?
I mean, even worse than they did before. This is awful.
He already paid the other money, Scuba?
He has paid me nothing, and he still owes me $120.
Oh, no.
Look, man.
Well, now, yeah.
Look. Now he will.
You got cash in there?
That's how I roll, fool. Ballers roll with cash.
You don't ever have cash.
There's a $120.
Well, that's two hundies. You got change?
What do you think he is? A cash register?
When you ball, you ball. What can I say? You always got to have $100 in your pocket. Just make sure people know you got money.
Now he's putting on his tough exterior.
Gosh. All right. So another 100 we redraw.
No. Now it's 200. Because you got to match the pot.
Oh, he has change. Dang it, I don't want to get my hundreds. 20, 40, 60, 80.
Okay,
sorry,
wow.
Lunchbox.
Yeah, that's...
No, you're not sorry.
No, we're not.
You're not sorry.
This could actually be a really cool thing. Like,
no, it can't.
You're
okay,
the
Amy,
few,
then go.
You're one of the few people in the world that would go to space.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week. Show! With Morgan number two.
Well, that's a wrap for this week's show. Thank y'all for hanging out with me. I'm Morgan, in case you didn't get it at the beginning, and this is the best bits of the week. I really appreciate y'all taking the time to hang out with me and Lunchbox and Eddie as we relive the moments from the show this week. Plus, make sure you go to BobbyBones.com because we have a lot of videos up there of all these moments that we talked about. And you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all the things at Bobby Bones Show, and you can interact with us on there. Also, you can follow me at WebGirlMorgan. Thanks again for taking the time to hang out with me on your very precious weekend time. I know we don't get enough of it. So thank y'all. Goodbye. Have a great weekend.
Come on.
Bobby Bones, yeah.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.